I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
These stories are starting to get alarming.
What's going on?
Well, when the Kodak bubble burst, a few new businesses filled the void in our region.
Yeah.
Medical started doing well. That saved us.
Mm-hmm.
IT work became big. That helped save us. And the business of alcohol blew up. But the winds might be changing.
What happened?
And one of those winds claimed 2 more victims over the weekend.
Who went down?
Your mom. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, 10 NBC. Sat down with the owners last weekend, and they said this is not a them thing, it's an industry thing. The owners talked about the impact of tariffs, the uncertain economy, the rise in their costs, folks not wanting to spend as much, the move towards non-alcoholic beverages, the effect cannabis has had on their business, folks that have decided to live healthier, all of these things.
Yeah, killing them.
It's hurt them. And it's coined a new term, which if it's true, would be very bad for the greater Rochester area. Alcohol recession.
Ooh.
Alcohol sales are declining nationwide for the first time in decades.
Yeah, because it was always bulletproof.
Yes.
No matter what was going on.
Recession-proof business.
Yeah.
And for Rochester, that means a bunch of businesses that could be in serious trouble.
Yeah.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. The craft beer boom did wonders for us here.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It created jobs. It gave us new, like, trendy places to hang out.
But it even, like, built up bad neighborhoods. Like, they went in there and they put money in these neighborhoods.
Oh, here comes gentrification Pittsford over here. Yeah, it's better for us now. Hey, where'd those people go? Doesn't matter. Yes, you're right. In these businesses opening, it brought new life to downtown Rochester that hadn't been there for a very long time. This is a good thing. And it also happened in the suburbs. It really helped with regional tourism. Because, Kimmy, there were plenty of folks from outside our region. Your mic's off.
Your wine tours and all that stuff?
Well, no, even the craft beer. I mean, folks would come in from Batavia, from Buffalo, from Syracuse, and do tours of craft breweries here, right? But the last 2 years, breweries have started to close. Rock Brewing opened in 2011. They closed last year. Seven Story Brewing, opened in 2018 in Parenton, closed last year. K2 Brothers opened up that massive elementary school brewery in
Bar. They're closed?
They closed it. Jeez. Wood Kettle Brewing, which was the only craft brewery in the town of Greece, closed in December of last year. And there are more, but you get the point I'm trying to make.
So everybody's cutting back on alcohol is what it sounds like.
Yes, and it's affecting these businesses to the point where a lot of them can't stay open. Did the craft beer bubble burst?
Sounds like it.
Oh, that's the end of that.
No, it sounds like booze in general is down. Like, all of it. Because I thought a distiller also went out of business.
Yeah, I'm trying Black Button yesterday.
Yeah.
Black Button also this weekend announced their closing.
Yeah, so it's across the board. And you always said the kids ain't drinking anymore.
Well, it's not me saying it. It's data. I've shared the data with you.
Yeah, younger people aren't drinking as much.
Your data.
No, because I say that people go, no, my son drinks lots of liquor. You're stupid. No, there have been studies that show that high school kids, Gen Z specifically, and Gen Alpha, are not drinking.
How are you having fun? What are you doing for fun?
Living longer, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
Doing what? What's the point?
Find other fun things.
Again, you've never lived a life where you haven't drank, so you don't know how to find fun without it.
No, but like drinking,
being an alcoholic.
Yes, I understand. But like drinking as a young person was so much fun.
I don't know. Maybe they have personalities.
Well, that hurts.
Well, if you had a personality.
I have a personality. Just you know, it's grating. No, but like, what do you do on a Saturday night when you go out with your friends, man? Coffee?
Have fun? They don't need it, I guess, to have fun?
And I mean, maybe they're using cannabis.
A little jealous,
how are you getting
honestly
in somebody's pants without it?
Okay.
What? Like, I'm the first person to figure that out?
No.
Again,
I mean,
maybe they're likable people, so that helps.
How do you don't know until you, you know, have some fun.
It's possible they're using other substances as well.
All right.
I mean,
well, you did say cannabis.
Yeah, but again, if we're talking kids, like, it wouldn't be legal for them. All right. I guess I would love to know what did in the craft beer bubble, if it is the case here in Rochester. Because I know, like we said, nationwide alcohol sales are down. But I always assumed Rochester was insulated alcohol-wise from that because we have such a rich drinking history.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
This is a booze town.
The Genesee Brewery is over 100 years old.
Yeah.
You got Wine Country. Yeah, I mean, 6 a.m. bar openings for shift workers forever. Yeah. The relationship Bills fans have with day drinking. Like, there are some places that have alcohol so tied to their daily lives that it won't ever change. And I kind of thought we were one of those places. I'm serious when I say that. Like, how I'm very surprised, even though nationwide we're seeing this trend, that it has gotten to us.
Yeah. Well, I mean, eventually it's going to get to you if it's nationwide. It's going to affect everybody.
Well, not necessarily.
It's like the plague.
What?
Yeah, it's like the plague. It affects everything after a while. Like, if it starts tanking nationally, sooner or later, we're going to go down the same pipe.
I don't know, man. Like, there are still, like, there's places that have, like, a Blockbuster Video still open. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, you can still go to a Radio Shack. Like, there are still there are some places that are just insulated, and I thought we were alcohol insulated.
Well, do you think maybe people got away from that, like, post-work beer or, like, that happy hour beer because so many schedules kind of changed and your daily routine changed with more people working from home, maybe?
That is social.
You know, so you're not like stopping and grabbing that kind of stuff on the way home and getting into that type of routine.
I mean, I guess it's possible. I don't know. I mean, it's hard for me to even have this conversation because I can't wrap my head around the idea that people in Rochester aren't drinking.
I feel bad because it's like a culture that's going away. Did that going out for happy hours, having a beer after work.
Yeah,
it was very social.
Maybe that was never fun for anybody. Maybe this is the first, like, the kids are the first generation.
Like, wow,
are like,
this kind of sucks.
Yeah. Because, like, you never really had fun at happy hour. You went because you felt obligated.
Well, I mean, I learned things. Like, when I started drinking as an adult, because I was 18, I told you, like, I drank with, like, guys that were way older than me. And I kind of saw, like, how men drink.
Sure.
Like, and how they talk about their lives and their wives and their kids. Like, I got such a like an inside look at as a young kid.
At sadness.
Well, it was sadness, but yes, but I mean,
I feel like they probably painted not so great picture of the way their lives were going.
Right. But I never knew that. It exposed me to something, and I'm glad I did.
Okay, but
You learn.
Yeah.
All right. So, like, right now, if we had a happy hour for work, you would be there today.
I'm too old.
Okay, that's what I mean. Like, and I
but
don't.
I don't count it my age.
No, you
but
do.
You would be.
You.
But it's weird.
You're prime time. But you got. But here's the other thing.
No, he's not. He's like, it's either like the younger set that's out or the older set. Like guys like you that enjoy it usually.
But
it,
back
the
in the
Pats
day,
don't show up because they're too busy.
But my point is the. Back in the day, the guys his age did.
To get away from their family.
Right. You can't get away from your family.
No, I don't want to. I love them.
I understand that, but like you
I
can't.
I love them so much, I don't want to get away from them.
But if one of your boys said, man, why don't we grab a beer tonight? You're stuck. You can't go.
I mean, no. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
But it's also funny to Kimmy's point. Like, no, she's right. You go to a happy hour, there are a ton of guys your age.
Yeah.
But you just don't want to go. You're trying to blame your age.
I know.
You're arguing for happy hours that you don't want to be a part of any of them.
I don't want to sit around a bunch of grumpy old asses. I got my own grumpy ass.
That's my point. So why? Maybe this generation, like the Gen Z and Gen Alpha, is like, wait, this sucks. Yeah. I don't want to do this. Why would
so
I do this?
They're not finding alcohol
They're
pleasurable.
Not finding you guys entertaining.
You kill the alcohol industry.
Look, man, I don't want to end up like that guy. Whereas you looked at it as, I would like to end up like that guy.
252 WCMF. We're talking about how over the weekend, Heroes Brewing Company on Atlantic Avenue, which has been open since 2016, served its last ever drink. They are closed. Rock Brewing closed last year, Seven Story Brewing, K2 Brothers, Massive Elementary School Brewery and Bar, Wood Kettle Brewing, among others, all closed in the last like 16 months. On top of that, Black Button Distilling announced over the weekend they are shutting down, and they're saying it's the industry, it's the trends of people not drinking as much, all of these things.
But it's not looked at as something like your daughters would not look at drinking as cool.
I don't know.
Because like my generation, that was cool. Like getting a beer, getting a drink, you look cool. It had a cool factor to it. It was in all of the cinema.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. It was
TV.
Did you say it was in all the cinema?
Yes.
You douchebag.
I watch a lot of documentaries.
Could you have said in that shirt, as a dumb person, a douchier thing? It was in all the cinema.
It was in all the cinema. So TV shows, like, even like the town drunk was looked at comically.
Yeah, yeah.
It was funny.
Sure.
So all that's gone. Because you wouldn't have a sitcom now where there was a character that had a drinking problem. It was looked at as funny. It'd be looked at as mental illness now.
Yeah, I would think so.
Right?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I wonder if the cool factor is gone, so nobody's dying to get to the bars anymore.
I mean, my wife will still have a glass of wine at dinner, like, you know, two nights a week. So maybe, I mean, my kids see my wife drink a glass of wine, so maybe it's different. I guess it's all, it depends on how you were raised. Because, like, you know, you were raised around heavy drinking.
Yes.
I was raised around heavy drinking.
I am a heavy drinker.
Okay, so there you go. Samesies, I got to stop.
Okay.
So, like, maybe it all depends on the place you were raised.
Mm-hmm.
So, right. I don't know. Maybe there are still families that enjoy alcohol where the kids, when they grow up, will see that as, like, a fun thing to do. I don't know.
I hope.
Yeah.
I hope it don't go away. It's in moderation, you know.
Yeah, like you.
Moderation. 8 glasses a day. Like they say.
252 WCMF. You know, we were asking, has the craft brewery bubble burst? Try saying that 5 times fast. Let's talk a bit. Can we add another B?
Yeah,
has
sure.
The craft brewery bubble burst, according to Barbara? We'll find out. She's on CMF. Hey, Barbara, how are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm good. Thanks. So I don't know a lot about a lot, but I do, unfortunately, know a lot about drinking.
Okay.
The few breweries that you mentioned, I do know a little bit of their history. And while it's possible that maybe we're drinking less, I'm not, but maybe others. The Black Button, I think a lot of it might have something to do a little bit, and this might sound a little too harsh of a word, but be greed. Black Button opened their new location on University, which I have been to once, is beautiful. They must have spent a ton of money on that move. And I went there. The food was subpar. The drinks were just okay and really expensive. And I think maybe they bit off more than they could bite with that big move.
Okay, so it's interesting you bring that up. I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, Barbara, because the same theory was made for that K2 Brothers school brewery.
Right. And they take this elementary school, which is in Walworth. There's no neighbors. It's not going to be a neighborhood bar. Everybody's going to have to get in their car and drive at least 6-8 miles to go there and have drinks. You know, who's going to do that way out there? And I know they took out a huge loan for that when they were doing so well down by the bay, you know?
Okay, so you're saying that they're everyone's overextending themselves?
Bad business plan.
I think they got in when the...
It's not even people like Barbie. The food was subpar. The wine tastes like a dry sock.
You're doing an imitation of yourself.
You literally just said in the cinema.
In the cinema.
You douchebag.
Yeah. After we came from the cinema.
Barbara, I'm sorry. Go on.
We went to Dry Button. It was terrible.
Okay. And the other one that was in... what was this? 3-story, 7-story, whatever that one is. I believe what happened with them was they had a lease with somebody, and this is what I've heard. Now I'm not
okay. Well, here's the thing. I don't want to go with I heard, Barbara. I appreciate the call, though.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay,
have a good rest of the day. Bye, Barbara.
I heard.
Bye, Barbara. Dude, you cannot make fun of anybody right now for being too stupid.
Why?
Your face. That's why. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I think what Barbara was maybe implying is that maybe some of these were more bad business dishes and more so than
bad
people
plan.
Aren't drinking anymore.
Understood. But, I mean, look, the fact of the matter is there is data that shows people aren't drinking as much, right? I mean, and every brewery that is closed, now granted, you don't want to come out and say we're bad businessmen, so you wouldn't. But I'm going to trust the guys that own these businesses that have had businesses for over a decade saying
the
like
trends they've seen. Yeah.
Yes, this is affecting us, right? I don't know, man.
Maybe we're just getting healthy.
Well, I mean, that is part of it. Mm. That is a legitimate part of it. Look, I get that most people have never heard of most of the places that have closed, right? I mean, with the exception of Black Button, like their, you know, name brand Heroes is pretty big too. But like, maybe this was going to happen no matter what because we oversaturated the market. Mm. The problem that could present itself, however,
what's that?
So many places opened up even the places that are really good at what they do could still get hurt. Like, for example, the guys over at Three Heads, they were one of the first in this. Mm-hmm. They're really, really great. They are well known. They have a great product. Can a place like that weather the storm while all the other smaller places that were chipping away at their business are closing?
Well, it could be.
Because, like, it's
last man standing?
Yes, it almost feels like you're holding on to a life preserver while all of the people that were going to these other places are coming back to you.
Because
there are really good businesses when things get oversaturated that simply can't hold on.
Okay.
Right? No, and I'm not suggesting, I don't know anything about Three Heads. I'm sure they're doing fine over there. But the point I'm making is the argument that you're going to lose the places that weren't doing well, fine. You can also lose places that were doing well.
Okay.
And that would be a tragedy.
Yeah, yeah. The collapse of the alcohol.
Kimmy, what replaces the craft beer bubble if it bursts in Rochester? Like,
is there something else people are turning to, are you saying?
I'm saying a social thing that could replace a craft brewery, because they're very social places.
Hmm.
Is it something like pickleball? Is it a spin class?
Yeah, but sometimes, like, those pickleball classes, some of those workout classes kind of go hand in hand with breweries, because they'll do them in breweries or next to breweries where people will go and have drinks afterwards.
Yeah. Goat yoga. That's a real thing.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
So I don't know, because I kind of thought sometimes there was overlap there.
Okay. So not that. Is it weed? But there isn't a place for me to socially enjoy marijuana.
But maybe there could be. Like, maybe there would be some... Because wasn't there talk when, like, when towns were deciding whether or not they wanted to sell cannabis?
Yeah.
To have... Whether or not to... They voted on whether or not to have... Smoking lounges?
Consumption sites. And I don't think a town in our area...
I don't know if anybody did.
So you couldn't even legally do it.
But maybe like something like that, if that pops up at some point.
I mean, maybe.
But I don't know how many people really love to go out and be like social when they're doing that. Like there is... You could just go do that anyways.
Hookah bars exist.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I'm saying like you could just go to...
I know what hookah is, stupid.
I know that some bars... Like there are bars that sell like...
Are you Turkish?
Maybe. That's why...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Your shirt.
I'm sorry you're Turkish.
So I've noticed more and more bars selling the cannabis drinks.
Okay.
So you kind of have both. Keeps those bars open.
All right. Who knows, man? I mean, look, this would be really bad for us if we lose all of these places.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of jobs.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. You don't go to these craft bars.
No, but I want people to have fun. I'm an old man. But I went to Young People.
You're having fun over there.
No, I like to go to the cinema, go to the discotheque, enjoy your evening.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do not drive drunk.
Yes.
But this story is more than just a drunk driving story, because this man's alleged brilliant plan to get away with what he did was dead on arrival.
Mm.
If you couldn't drive the car in this condition you were in without something bad happening, what made you think you could pull off this?
What's the move?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. This story comes to us from Ogden.
Ogden.
You got it. Last week, around 8 p.m., a man was seen pushing a car down the road.
Oh, yeah, conked out, huh?
Kind of seems that way. By himself, by the way.
All right.
Pushing the car by himself.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
How far did he get?
Don't know. Don't know, Kimmy. But police did spot him, and when they spotted him, they noticed the front end of the car was all smashed up, and both of the airbags had deployed.
Holy Christ,
something went wrong here.
Yep. It seems like this man was pushing a car that had just been in an accident down the street by himself. When authorities finally approached him, surprise, surprise, they say he smelled like alcohol.
Yeah.
They gave him a field sobriety test, which they say he failed. Authorities say they later determined his BAC was a .29.
Damn.
That's
so close.
That's like Russian drunk.
Yeah.
That's almost four.
That's like you're like at Gorbachev level.
So it's 0.08, 16. That's almost four times the legal limit. Like
so he's got like drunk man strength right now.
Jimmy,
I don't know how else
you
can do this.
Yeah, the pushing, you're right.
Drunk man strength, that man should not be conscious.
Right. Maybe he was using the car like to hold himself up.
Almost like a walker.
Yeah.
You can die at 0.29.
You can?
Yes, Kimmy. Can you Google that just to make sure? I think anything over 0.2 can be potentially fatal.
Yeah.
So, 0.29, he's pushing the car down the road, according to police.
Yeah.
So, authorities eventually determine the car went off the road and crashed into a tree on Brockport-Spencerport Road, which means he also found a way to get it out of that.
Yeah. Yeah, because if he hit something, he had to push it off of it.
Unless the car could go backwards but not forwards?
Well, he had to, but he still had, oh, yeah.
Right, I don't know.
But no, but it wasn't working.
Oh, well, maybe you could drive it. Why wouldn't you just drive it backwards?
Yeah, right.
No injuries were reported, but the man was arrested, charged with a whole bunch of stuff. He has a court date coming up. At what point can you die from alcohol poisoning?
It's different for everybody, I think. But it says a BAC in the range of 0.25 to 0.3 is considered a critical danger zone.
Alcohol poisoning.
Severe alcohol intoxication.
Also known as Tuesday.
By the way, one of the worst Kenny Loggins songs of all time. Alcohol critical danger
level zone. Also associated with alcohol poisoning.
Okay. I am dying to know how far he pushed that car.
Yeah, like, what's the distance? Because he may have the record.
And it's not like Tommy.
Somebody called Guinness.
That's maybe why he's in the situation he's in the first place.
Mm.
The details we have here.
Yeah.
It's not like this was the middle of the night. He was found at 8 p.m., so the sun is still out, right?
He still had some drinking time left.
Someone was going to see him
pushing
that car. Even if a police officer does not come upon him, it's not out of the question that a good Samaritan stops to say if he needs help. Yes, or if they call the police on his behalf while they were driving by. Now, Tommy, I know you're not going to stop to help a stranger pushing a car.
No.
That's not your style.
Mm.
Would you call the cops if you drove by that scene? A man pushing a smashed-up car with both No?
No, I mean, he's all right. I mean, I don't know what happened, but why would I call the cops?
Okay, let me just lay this out again.
The car is obviously damaged.
The phone number is 252-WCMF. You see both airbags have been deployed. The front end is smashed up, and he is pushing it down a road.
Yeah.
You're not calling the cops driving by.
No, because I don't think anything suspicious. It sounds like either it's a junk car he's pushing somewhere, or...
Yeah, because that's totally normal.
Look at junk this car. Time to push it down to the junkyard.
Like maybe if you were junking a car, you'd probably be towing it or, you know, have a plan.
It looks like he's okay, and I don't know if he did anything illegal, so why would I call the cops?
Is that a serious... You're being serious.
Well, what is... I don't know he's drunk.
Yeah.
I just see a man pushing a car that's obviously at some point been in an accident.
Leaving the scene of an accident is a crime.
How is he leaving it? He's pushing it.
No, because he's not at where
the slowest leaving the scene of the crime.
No, it is.
You can have a conversation with the guy for 5 minutes.
I mean, the car is obviously not where the accident
happened. I wouldn't think I'm seeing something illegal just in that moment.
I wonder if there would be more people to pull over and help the guy.
No, I get that. I just know Tommy's not
saying,
that guy.
I'm saying I don't think it's illegal. This is going to sound terrible. I don't think it's illegal enough for me to call the cops and bother them with it.
What's illegal enough then?
Because I don't know what happened. It just looks like a guy's having a bad day. And you're allowed to have a bad day without you getting the cuffs.
Well, no, You're not allowed to leave the scene of an accident.
But I don't know that that's the case.
I would think that maybe the guy, what if the guy's got a head injury? He thinks it's a good idea. I'm calling on his own safety. That would be my concern.
If I hit a tree,
yeah,
and then I can get my car home, is that leaving the scene of an accident?
Yes.
No, because there's nobody else.
That's an accident.
You still crashed your car.
Yeah, but nobody saw it. It's my word against nobody.
You crashed into somebody's tree.
So you got a smashed up.
Say I scraped the side of my car, bash it up.
Yeah, that's leaving the scene of an accident.
But I go home.
That is the definition of leaving the scene of an accident.
So that's kind of, I look at that as kind of illegal.
No, you could not have a clearer definition.
I know, but nobody else around. It's a goddamn tree.
Yeah.
We'll plant another one.
No, to Kimmy's point, somebody probably owns that tree. Yeah. The town owns that tree. It's on somebody's property. Maybe. They're going to come out and find pieces of your car lying around.
No, I pick everything up nice, and I push it down to my house.
Didn't enough damage to that tree where now they got to do something about the tree. They're on the
hook. Well, unless I really knocked her over.
Yeah.
Which would be an even bigger problem. Yes. Kimmy, would you call the cops? Seeing this scene on the side of the road.
Yeah, I think that's an obvious enough, there's something going on here where I think you'd have to make the call, at least check out what's going on.
Okay. I mean, I agree
think,
with
like,
you.
Somebody, I would also think somebody in that situation, let's say I didn't know that they were drunk, they were in a bad situation.
Yeah.
I would think I'd call the cops more to help them because maybe they didn't have a...
Help you to be arrested.
My favorite part of this is when you think she's agreeing with you and you go, yeah, and then she does the opposite of what you were saying.
I may think, does this person not have a cell phone where they couldn't call for help, I don't know.
I'm with you, Kimmy.
Yeah. How about you mind your own business?
252, it takes a village, man.
To mind your own business.
It takes a village to mind your own business.
Yes.
Put that on a T-shirt, sell it at the rock shop. 252-WCMF, we're talking about the story that happened in Ogden last week. Around 8 p.m., a man was seen pushing a car down the road. The front end of the car, according to police, smashed up. Both airbags had been deployed. When police pulled over to help him, they said he smelled like alcohol. Failed a field sobriety test, according to police. Authorities say they later determined his BAC was a .29. Unless you're 100 yards from your house, there was no way this was going to work.
Yeah.
And I get that the guy is, according to police, a .29. Even that drunk, you cannot think, I'm going to be able to push this home and nobody's going to see me doing it.
I got whiskey strength.
By the way, we also don't have an age for this guy, right? Was it in the story? I mean, is this a young guy? Is this a guy your age? It's definitely.
I would think you have to be in a certain. I would think younger guy, I don't know how many older guys could push a car that far. You'd have to be in good shape.
Not necessarily. I mean,
you think you could push a? How far do you think you could push your car?
No, no, because I'm little. But I would say I had this guy kind of like because I kind of had a vision of what this guy looked like.
Okay,
it's like guys we know.
Yeah.
And I had him around 45 to 55.
Wow, that old pushing a car while drunk, your heart would give out.
Hard drinking.
Yeah.
Chain smoking. He's got an old CMF shirt on.
Those guys might be able to push a car sober, but could they do it that drunk?
Yeah, your heart would pop.
No, but
that much alcohol?
By the way, you've been saying pushing. Maybe he's not doing that good of a job.
He was enough away from the scene where they had to investigate
all right.
Tom writes us, I had asked you, would you call the cops if you saw this scene? He writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. He says, dude's blitzed out of his mind. Let the feds do their job.
Blitzed out of his mind.
Let the feds. They weren't feds. I think they were just cops.
They were regular cops.
Yeah. Let the feds do their job. Call the FBI for the smashed up car patrol X-Files. This man also has to live alone if he was going to pull this off the way he thought he was going to. Because there is no way a man in any relationship, especially with a woman, could push a car with a smashed up front end, both airbags deployed into the driveway, and then just sit down on the couch.
Yep.
Right?
Yes.
I would be more scared of my wife than I would the police department.
Oh, yeah. Mm. No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? But even if you lived alone, let's say you're a guy that lives alone, you would still have your neighbors to worry about.
Yeah.
Could you imagine looking out the window to see someone that lives in your neighborhood slowly pushing by themselves a smashed up car with the airbags deployed?
Yeah.
You're calling the cops then.
I mean, but don't you think
no!
If you saw that though, it would kind of be the neighbor you expect to be doing it.
Yeah, you know that neighbor, man.
I don't think
I was that neighbor.
You're not big enough to push a car.
No, but I was a heavy drinker that drove home drunk many a nights single into that neighborhood.
Which you should
but
not.
Did your neighbors know that about you? Myself.
Understood.
I'm sorry.
But did you give off that vibe to your neighbors though? You know you did those things, but did they?
I don't know. But I never thought about it because I was drunk. So I never even thought about my neighbors. I was just trying to get home.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. No, again, even when you're hammered drunk, mm-hmm. there are moments in that drunken stupor where you are aware you have become a spectacle,
mm-hmm.
and you don't love it.
Yeah.
There would be a moment where you would realize, oh my God, everybody is watching me, or I'm being picked up on every ring cam all the way down the street. Like, there was no way in any realm of imagination this was going to work out the way that he hoped it was going to.
Well, you know, we know the problem is we don't know how far he pushed it.
Yes.
Because let's say he got a pretty good distance, mm-hmm. he might think he has it.
What's a pretty good distance to you?
So let's say he pushed that car a mile.
Okay.
And he was 3 miles from his house. But you've already pushed that thing a mile. You're feeling pretty good, man.
Got
like
a
you
long
may
way to go though.
But you haven't been stopped.
Yeah.
And you're feeling like I may have this.
I mean, he does make a valid point. There would be a point
you're
of
far enough away.
If you're rolling and it's working, you go, this is a genius drunk plan.
Until you reach the slightest bit of a hill.
Well, yeah. A bump.
Yeah.
Well, okay, what would be scarier? Uphill or downhill?
I mean, downhill.
Because if that car starts rolling and you're in neutral, you can't stop.
You jump in and start driving.
Well, you're a .29.
He's bound down.
All right, let's take a break.
Okay.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better, because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
We all know someone that has a distinct smell.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not like this person is, like, you know, throwing away all their hygiene.
Yeah.
They shower, they brush their teeth, they use deodorant, but still, there's just something about it.
Something that's coming through, huh?
If you are one of these people or you know someone like this, there may be a reason that they can actually control if you have the balls to tell them the situation.
But they stank.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. So, big article over the weekend that went viral. Talks about foods that you are eating that are making you smell bad.
So you eat in rank.
Yeah, no, but that's just it. You're not eating rank. These are standard foods that a lot of people eat on a regular basis that when you consume them.
What happens?
Your sweat.
Oh, so like so everything that comes out of your body stinks.
It can alter you, I guess not molecularly.
Well, like how asparagus makes your whiz stink.
Yes, but this would be your entire body.
Ooh.
So for example, this is not good for you, Tommy.
But
you smelly old man. Fish is the number one offender.
Oh,
man, is it going to lay off your mom? Coming through on my pores, baby.
So it says here, Kimmy, that for some people, the body can convert seafood byproducts into a fishy-smelling compound called trimethylamine.
So a lot of seafood does this, not just fish?
So, no, it's all seafood, but it's only for certain types of people.
Okay.
That compound travels through the body and is released through the breath and the skin. people that are diagnosed with this, it's like a legitimate diagnosis. You can go find out.
But not everybody would get it.
No, but you produce a fishy odor hours, even days after eating food. By the way, this happens with other foods, including beans, broccoli, cauliflower, peanuts, and soy
protein. I eat all that stuff.
Also, when it comes to vegetables, like we just said, cruciferous vegetables like broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, and Brussels sprouts can cause body odor. When they release sulfuric acid in your body, it is then intensified by sweat and gas.
So all the stuff that's intended to like clear you out.
Like garlic, I know like some people can eat garlic and you can smell it on them.
Yes.
Because it gets in your bloodstream.
And it pours out. Same thing with alcohol. I mean, there are people that...
Yeah. I do all that stuff.
There's a guy I used to work with in a soundproof room who, if he drank the night before...
You knew it?
Immediately.
Yeah.
Like, he smelled like a brewery when he walked in, and it wasn't coming out of his mouth. It was coming out of his pores.
Oh.
It was brutal. By the way, red meat can also...
it's almost everything.
No,
What's left? Peanut butter?
So do you smell like the actual food that you're eating, or you just stink?
Yeah, like B.O.
So
yeah.
For fish, this
affliction... Well, that is B.O. Fish have B.O.
For fish, you will smell like fish. For the rest of it, not necessary.
Okay. All right.
It's just a bad odor.
Okay. Mm.
So here's the thing. Mm. This is easily fixable. Yet, chances are pretty good if someone eats fish, veggies, red meat.
Well, you're eating pretty healthy.
On a regular basis. And not only that, they're used to the smell on themselves.
Yeah.
So it would take someone to go out of their way.
Bro, you got to be the a-hole of a-holes to pull the trigger. We had this with a guy with bad breath back on the old show. And nobody had the balls. Nobody.
All right, so let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Because I get why that person's going to be insulted.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But aren't you doing them a favor?
If they believe you.
Well, if you have enough people.
It would have to come from the right source.
Oh, yeah, Tommy can't pull it.
Yeah.
Right? But if you had enough people, like, look, we're not trying to be dicks, really, and we can handle it.
I don't think you can have more than one person do it because now it's just embarrassing. I think it has to come from one person.
Yeah, it has to be somebody on the side.
Okay, but if it's one person, I'm going to think in my head, that person just doesn't
know.
Like
if
the way
one person said it to me, that would be enough for
me. I'd be so embarrassed.
Yeah.
I get it, but wouldn't you rather know?
I want to know, but I don't want to be told. Because it is so, especially, man, if you're a chick.
Yeah.
And you get told, man.
You know what's funny?
Hey, Beth, you smell.
Why'd you use Beth?
I don't know. It's a common name.
No, it's not.
And she kind of smells.
I
did like a lot of drugs.
I don't know if I've only noticed it on men, but I've never. I can't think of like a woman I knew that had chronically bad breath. It was always guys. Am I missing someone?
I mean, guys smell.
Look, I agree with you.
It was always guys that was like really, like you could smell it in the room.
I agree with you that men are more, far more likely to be smelly.
Because they don't groom.
Okay, but they're, you've never met a woman with
bad breath. Maybe I've just never been close enough.
No, I mean, but it's very rare. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah, I mean, because the ones I know are sticking out of my head.
Right.
I mean, look, you know what they say, man. If her breath is bad.
Yeah. It gets worse downstairs, brother.
You didn't. Yeah. Everybody got it.
The problem's in the basement.
Same. We could have just said, yeah, and ended it there.
The problem's in the playpen.
Shut up. 252 WCMF, a story that went viral over the weekend, talks about foods that will make you smell bad. And this is not for everybody. But fish, veggies, and red meat in certain people will react with your body and have terrible smelling compounds coming out of your skin via your sweat and your breath.
And how do you tell somebody they're chronically smelly? Because they might just take it as, something's off today. Like, I'll go brush my teeth. Or, you know, like, they may just think, like, it's because I ate this today.
Sure.
But if they're always smelly, how do you tell somebody that? Like, you know, this has kind of been bothering me for a while. But just so you know, like.
Yeah, you'd have to point it out.
Every day you come in, your breath stinks.
Yeah, you would have to point it out, like, there's. Every day when you go to the car, there's seagulls waiting for you.
Don't say it like that, you idiot.
Yeah, because if somebody told me I stink, I would just think, something's off today. Like, maybe did I forget to put on deodorant? Or I wouldn't think like you're telling me I always smell.
Okay. By the way, there is one more thing that you guys should know. There's another compound, I guess you would call it.
Okay.
Spices can do this to you as well. So I'll read you a quote from the article.
But that makes sense because it's like the garlic and stuff. It gets in your blood.
Quote, Some spicy foods are known to increase body odor due to sulfur-containing compounds and specific metabolites. When they are released, they interact with skin bacteria, resulting in specific odors. The biggest offenders...
Got to be garlic, number one.
No. Curry and cumin.
Ooh.
They contain...
Man, I love curry.
Bro, you eat all the smelliest stuff.
I do.
Thank God you're across the room and we keep the door open.
You know I don't smell.
I'm nose deaf from all the smoking, so...
Bro, I am always clean.
No, you can be clean. You're just sweating out all this stuff.
I also don't sweat. Sweat your ass off.
Yeah, I do. I'm a very sweaty man. But I don't smell when I sweat.
Because you eat Irish food, which is lame.
What are you talking about?
You're not known for spicy food.
Which probably makes it worse.
I eat all of the things that are in this except for the red meat.
Yeah. Oh, because you're so healthy.
Well, you know. Did have like 20 chicken wings yesterday at the rake.
Thank God you didn't have a steak.
God, it was so good. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. A man who knows a thing or two about spices. Teddy's on CMF. Hey, Teddy, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. How are you?
Good, man. What's up?
Hey, Tommy, I think you should know better about this garlic. If you eat a lot of garlic, garlic in any food, usually the smell is like 4 or 5 hours before you can even, the people didn't even know that you, after you eat garlic.
Got him!
4 or 5 hours.
Italian people.
Jeez, Teddy, jeez.
That's your boy over there.
Listen, every time I eat Italian food, I end up sleeping in the couch at night.
All right, Teddy, what is the most popular spice for Indonesian food? What do you think?
It is garlic, actually. Garlic.
Okay, so you're smelly too, you know. Teddy.
Yeah, I don't even know what Indonesian food is.
Yes, I am. I say, I'm not hiding anything. I mean, it is what it is.
All right, Teddy, let me ask you a question. Let's say you go into work and 5 of your coworkers go up to you. They go, Teddy, we love you. You always have the funniest jokes that take 3 minutes to get to the punchline with. You smell and we want you to know only for your own sake. Would you be offended by that conversation?
No.
Not at all. You would appreciate them telling
you. Why would I? Yeah, exactly. If they let me know, hey, Teddy, you smell like garlic, I say, I try to brush teeth again. I mean, you know, what are you going to do if you enjoy the food so much about any ingredient that you put in? I'm not going to stop me not to eat.
So you're not going to change anything, but you do appreciate them telling you.
Well, he brings up a good point. Hey, Teddy, yes. Great to talk to you,
yes,
buddy.
Definitely.
Thanks for being all smelly and garlicky, buddy. Bye. There goes Teddy. He brings up a good point.
What's that?
Let's say they do point this out and you figure out it's the red meat or the fish or something you love. You'd have to stop eating that.
And you're not.
So you would know you're smelly the whole time. Maybe it is best to just keep it to yourself.
You're right.
Not tell anybody. Okay, I'm sorry. I was just trying to walk through this.
I appreciate it, man. Not going to be smelling myself all day.
But you probably, like I said, you wouldn't be able to smell it on
you
yourself.
Obviously, you wouldn't know.
I smell like Irish Spring.
That's even worse.
Every man I know uses Irish Spring. You're the only guy I know that doesn't use Irish Spring. Call yourself a man.
What a fine, fresh set that has.
We use Italian Spring, which is just a bottle of olive oil over the top of your head.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.